Somebody just log in. John, we have you and Steve on the line, and it sounded like somebody just called in as well.
This is John Devaney. I got dropped off. Sorry.
Yep, you're good. Any other board members online? Steve, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Any other board members besides Dr. Jones and the chairman, John Devaney?
Hey, everybody, this is Brad Hill.
Brad, this is Keith. I'm at the agency. Everybody else is calling in, so. And the board chair is on the phone, and so is Dr. Jones. So when you're ready, John.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. You made a quorum. I appreciate it. Why don't we go ahead and call the meeting to order then and get started. Would you formally do roll call to confirm the quorum?
Vicki Baker. John Devaney.
Here.
Brad Hill.
Here.
Stephen Jones.
Here.
Jose Trevino. We have a quorum.
Great, thank you. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda today?
The agency has none.
Any other board members?
Nope.
Okay, all right, hearing none, we'll move on. Public comments, if there's anyone on the call who wishes to address any matter relevant to the business of the board, you may now do so. We do not have a podium, so please just identify yourself by name and state the item you wish to address. We do ask that you limit comments to 3 minutes. Are there any public comments at this time? Are there any public comments? Last call for any public comments. Okay, hearing no general public comments. We will move on to the fiscal year 2021 budget hearing. I will now formally declare a budget hearing open, and we will take any public testimony on the proposed 2021 budget that has been posted and was discussed at the last meeting and study session. At the conclusion of any comments, we will close the hearing and then move on to action on the 2021 budget during the regular board meeting. We are now in public hearing. Are there any public comments on the 2021 budget? Are there any comments on the 2021 budget from the public? Last call for any public testimony on the 2021 budget. Okay. Hearing none, I will declare the public hearing closed on the 2021 budget, and we can move on to our regular business, beginning with approval of the consent agenda. Has everyone had a chance to review the study session summary, board meeting summary for May, and the monthly activity reports for May?
Yes.
Okay, is there a motion to approve those?
I move to approve the consent agenda.
I second.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any opposed? Didn't think so. I can recognize your voices, so I didn't do a roll call vote. If all five of us were here, I might have done so, just for the record. That motion is approved. Thank you.
Yeah, and the agency is able to identify who made the motion and who seconded it and who voted.
Good. Please speak up if you do need us to formally identify anyone who's moving or seconding.
We're good so far.
Great. Thank you. Moving on to the regular agenda of 7.1, the Executive Director's Report. Mr. Hurley.
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. There's nothing outstanding in the Executive Director's Report this month. You have the standard recap on the numbers for the month of May. Nothing abnormal there, nothing that's sticking out. And then you also have the data for that month, the PM10, PM2.5 data. And as you can see, we're well below any standards. And subject to your questions, that will actually conclude my report for the month. I will add, before I turn it over, that the agency received absolutely no public comments during the public comment period for the budget as well.
Great.
And that concludes my report. Yep.
Okay, thanks, Keith. Any questions for Mr. Hurley from any board members? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to action items. Fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for May of 2020.
Yeah, you have in front of you guys, hopefully either digitally or paper-wise, you have the physical report, and what you're looking at is the May 2020 accounts payable and the payroll authorizations, which are enclosed for your approval. Again, the BVA and the supplemental income docs are included as informational items. So we need you to vote, accept, and approve by minute action the May 2020 AP physical vouchers. They're totaling $15,988.52. And the May payroll authorization totaling $54,649.17.
Very good.
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Brad Hill.
I second.
Thank you. So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Not. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Any opposed? All right. Thank you. That motion is approved. Moving on to the proposed fiscal year 2021 budget, which we have had a chance to discuss previously. I do not have the resolution number. Let me grab that.
The resolutions are contained. I did a little different this year. The resolutions are contained actually within the budget, and it is resolution 2020-03, which is the employee salaries and employer contributions to employee health insurance, 2020-04, which is the approving calendar year 2020 personal shares of supplemental income assessment, and resolution 2020-05, which is actually approving the actual proposed physical budget.
Okay. Thank you. It took me a minute to scroll down on my PDF attachment there.
If you want, I can just go ahead and do the memo now. The executive director respectfully submits and recommends the adoption of the proposed FY 2021 budget in the amount of $1,295,066. The proposed budget reflects the agency's ongoing efforts in meeting the challenges facing the agency amid today's reality of continued reductions in both federal and state funding. Just to reiterate in the summary, the proposed budget includes the allocations of $681,374 for staff salaries and benefits, $11,500 for base operation supplies, and $176,675 for base operation services. And I'll just repeat the budget salient factors for FY21. There's a approximately 0.17% increase in salaries and benefits over FY20. There's a approximate 9% decrease in base operation supplies from FY20. Approximately a 6% decrease in base operation services for FY20, and approximately a 0.284% increase in the supplemental income per capita rate, and that is totally based on the population estimates from the Office of Fiscal Management. And then there's no increase in permit fees in the budget. So I need you guys to vote on those three resolutions and adopt the budget.
I move to approve the three resolutions and to adopt the budget.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you. It's moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oh, I heard a third aye. Did Mayor Trevino join us?
No, I said aye twice.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. All right, very good. So we have two board members voting aye. Any opposed? Don't think there's anyone else on the call. Good, we didn't get anyone else to join us. That motion is approved. Thank you. Those three resolutions and the budget are approved. Is there any other business?
No, I'd like to make a couple of announcements. First of all, I have an email that will go out to all of the board members with these resolutions attached. It will be in your board member packet. If Mr. Hill or Ms. Baker, we've made contact with her as well, Mrs. Baker. If we can get since they were here last month and voted on the debt dismissal, we still need their signatures on that one. So that'll be attached to the email, Brad. And then we're not accepting right now until after tomorrow. We had a gentleman come in positive, not positive. Let me go back. We had a gentleman come into the office sick. He was sent home. He has been tested. We're waiting on his test results. And we will get those tomorrow morning. So the agency may be open for normal business next week, but it may not be. If he comes back positive, we will be shutting the office for 2 weeks, and we will announce that on the website. If he is not positive, then it will still be business as we've done it the last 2 months. And the reason I'm saying this is because if you guys just want to print these up, these resolutions that I'm sending everybody in the mail, wet sign them and fax them back to us, we will make that due, but we've got to get the signatures on these, especially the budget, to implement it.
Could you do me a favor and send those to Callie Price at the City of Yakima? Do you guys have her contact information? Callie,
no,
the executive. Okay. If you send them to me, I'll send them to her, and I'll have them print them.
You through your board email, right?
No, guys, I'm never going to check that email. I'm just telling you right now. I'm not. So can
you
send it to Mike?
Kitty?
No, I don't have a fax in my house. Can you just send them to my Yakima city mail, and then I'll have
my public records officer is shaking her head. Yes, and you do have his. So we do have your city email.
Okay, great. And then I'll forward them to Callie and have her print them, and then I'll wet sign them and have them fax them back to you.
Yep. So they'll be in your email, everybody's board email, and Brad's city email as soon as we're done with the meeting.
Okay.
And so The other thing is I was scheduled to have my youngest daughter and to go on vacation next week. One way or the other, I will not be here. If the tests come back negative, I will still be on leave next week. And as I have done in the always in the past, I will send an email advising the board members to your board email as well about that. And that's all I have.
Great. Thank you, Keith. Any other business or any other questions? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion is approved. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you, staff, for getting the budget completed before going into potential quarantine. I think that's very good timing if a bad thing is going to happen. And look forward to seeing you all on the phone next month. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tom.